Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, blessings and greetings, blessed souls. We're live because we want to stay alive in Torah Chaim, in the kind of life, toward Rachamim, towards instructions of mercy, toward Ches, instructions of kindness. We're listening now to Isaac Bitton's Here Comes the Time from his Generation Redemption album. We're going to cue down the record, not play as much as we usually do because it's almost Shabbat. We got to get ready for Shabbat, but we felt we should give out some impromptu meditations. Thank you, Rabbi Isaac, on that one. Blessed souls, we are now at a point where we want to share again, as we mentioned before, a few thoughts with you before a great revelation shall take place in this blessed creation. Meanwhile, may you and your loved ones be written and inscribed in the book of life, Sefer Shel Chaim, with the sweetest year ever in health, wealth, and the joy of family and community existence within the greater human family experience. So, I'd like to draw out from a teaching by the Lubavitch Rebbe, which he delivered, would be 54 years ago, as of tonight, in 1958, Tavshin Yud Ches, which would be 5,718 years, blazing and grazing in creation, if you're not aware of it. Since the time that original man and woman, Adam and Eve, walked upon this earth, it's 5,772 years. And this coming year, in the Hebrew calendar date, is 5773. So let's go further. Blessed souls, we take note of the name of the Hebrew Israelite, 12 tribes of Israel, Jewish lunar calendar year, which we call Rosh Hashanah, which literally means Rosh, meaning head, Hashanah, of the year. So this word does not really mean like the new year in the sense of saying the solar calendar year, but we call it the head of the year, literally. But again, then again, naturally, we also call it the new year, so people can associate it with the implications of that teaching. So we step one step backwards and ask ourselves, why then do we acknowledge at the beginning of this calendar, this is the lunar calendar, it is considered to be, as the Hebrew words are used to describe it, as literally the head of the year. And by the way, before I go further, I want to be very careful. There is no superiority to the lunar calendar over the solar calendar, but this is the working off the lunar calendar is something that the Most High had instructed Moses, the mighty Levite prophet, to instruct us, the nation, the children of Israel, how to calculate our months so we can observe our holidays in the proper time. For instance, Pesach is known as Chag Aviv, the festival of the spring. If we were working solely off the lunar calendar without every so years interjecting a leap year, an extra month into the calendar, we would wind up celebrating some years the Pesach, the Passover festival, sometimes in the summer or sometimes in the winter. It is specifically a festival of the spring, And that is due to the fact that we use a certain type of calendar system, which you can learn about. Rambam talks about it in the Mishnah Torah, which we're learning, those of us who learn a chapter day of Rambam in the international Torah learning community. These things, laws are at some times complex. It takes a little bit of mathematical ability, but it's all written out there in the Hebrew or the English for you if you're interested in learning more about it. So, we're going to now better understand why we call this year, the new year upcoming, Rosh Hashanah, literally the head of the year, by considering the concept of the human head, yes, you know, the thing that's above your shoulders, which is not only, so to speak, the mainframe computer for the rest of your human body. Your human head, according to the inner dimensions of Torah, is inclusive of all the vitality to the limbs and organs for the rest of your blessed body. So, too, this serves allegorically, blessed souls, first get a better understanding, get a better grip on the concept of Rosh Hashanah, literally the head of the year, because since we're calling it the head of the year, allegorically can understand this head of year containing its own limbs, particular number of limbs, and again on the Hebrew Israelite Jewish lunar calendar, there is approximately 354 days and some odd hours. And again, as we mentioned before, in some years in the Hebrew Israelite Jewish lunar calendar, there are over 380 days. And this head of year, this Rosh Hashanah, has included within it all the Elokut, all the divine vitality, as it will eventually be dispersed into the upcoming year, into each and every second, minute, and hour of every day. Now, since we of Israel embrace this allegory and the source of this allegory, we invite every human being to meditate, first of all, on the relationship between your blessed limbs and organs and how they relate to your mainframe computer, your blessed head. With that in mind, we also approach Rosh Hashanah, the head of the new year, with renewed hope and expectation to wake up from the dreams of this current exile and awaken to true human awareness of the Creator and to search out our deeds, past, present, and hopefully the good deeds of the future, where we can and should make repairs in our relationship with the Creator and other human beings, each one a blessed vessel containing a Tzelem Elokim, a divine image. This awakening towards our true awareness that there is no element of this blessed creation devoid of the Ein Sof's presence, the infinite Creator's presence, and the fact that the Ein Sof's presence, the infinite Creator's presence, entails that He, the Creator, has a constant rulership from beyond the realm, I should say from a realm, beyond the dimensions of past, present, and future simultaneously, as we say in Hebrew, Ulamala me hoyahova v'yiyah. He is higher than the Rege Achad, or Rege Achas, that He is above past, present, and future simultaneously in one moment. But it's His moment, not ours. It's a little bit hard for us to understand what is one moment of His. Now, when we connect to this type of awareness, this hopefully will empower our individual resolve, each one of us on this planet, not only to seek a genuine return to the service of the angel of the infinite Creator, but as well as acknowledging privately in communion with ourselves between our blessed hearts and our blessed minds, but also in a public manner with other human beings, that the Ein Sof, the infinite Creator, is the King of Kings of all of this blessed creation. So our approach concerning what is expected of us on Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, the new year, lunar calendar new year, is virtually crowning the Ein Sof, the infinite Creator, via our prayers, which, for we of Israel, are primarily gleaned from psalms and supplications written down for eternity by prophets of Israel who lived over 2,300 years ago, which Rambam Maimonides, again, we'll cite his Mishnah Torah, taught for all future generations in this section of Mishnah called Hilchot Tefillah, the Laws of Prayer, in chapters 1 and 2, which, again, you can go see for yourself in English or Hebrew, whatever is more accessible and understandable to you. Now, also we want to mention, Blessed Souls, that what we pray out of prayer books, our liturgy, the Jewish liturgy, is, again, from the decrees of the prophets and their disciples. But, again, we all need to understand that only our needs can only be met by Him, the Most High Creator. And therefore, even if you cannot pray out of a book that's in Hebrew or you do not wish to read from one in English, still offer it from Sunday night, wherever you are in this blessed creation. About 36 minutes plus after sundown, proclaim Him in your thoughts, proclaim Him in your speech to yourself or to others, that you openly acknowledge the Creator as the King of all creation. And this can be your prayer. Or you can Google up prayers on Rosh Hashanah, which yeah, I guess you would spell phonetically Rosh Hashanah, R-O-S-H, and then H-O or H-A-S-H-A-N-A-H. And learn more about it and then decide what you want to do. But the truth is, if you're one of the blessed children of Noah, it is certainly suitable for you to utter up your own prayers of crowning who you understand to be, whether it be based on your learnings in Torah or logical understanding. There's can only be one source for all, of all of creation, for giving it life constantly, second by second, as it was done in the history of the creation, as it is right now in the most existential sense, and also into the future. But one approach now we wish to bring to your attention, blessed souls, is an aspect of serving the Creator that is certainly in sync with general returning to the service of the Ein Sof, the infinite Creator, and crowning Him King, is to carry out our service in a joyous manner and with a good heart. For simcha, joy in one's service to the Creator, and fellowship with other human beings, all blessed human beings, which means because they are blessed with human souls, serves as a foundation and a solid root to being a suitable vessel, a kli tov, for revealing elokut, godliness within this blessed world. If a vessel is empty, within it can be poured precious liquids or commodities. If we can empty ourselves out of our human perceptions associated with worries, jealousies, or heaven forbid, seething hatred, we have filled our consciousness with, Hashem protect us, may the Most High protect us, with the Sitra Achra, the deep evil forces of creation which seek to extinguish the light of truth, goodness, and sincerity that can be accessed even within this blessed world at this present time. But again, it involves us banishing our worries, banishing our jealousies, banishing any hatred we might have of other human beings. As well, we must seek to cleanse ourselves of any traces of sadness which can weigh us down like an anchor to a life raft, surely to submerge it into the uncertain, swirling waters of despair and losing our hope in the spiritual undertow of pessimistic, dour, deterministic depression. As we say in Yiddish, feh, enough, we don't want that. True, however, we must take note that in King Solomon's writings, in Mishlei, in Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 23, there is a verse, in all toil there will be gain, which the word for toil in this instance is called Eitzev, which is Ayin Tzadik this. Now, this word Eitzev is very closely related to the word Atzvus or Atzvut, which is sadness, which is the word which can be associated with depression, which translates to English. Meaning, Eitzev, toil, that King Solomon was alluding to in 14:23 in Proverbs, in Mishlei, toil for its own sake or being sad for its own sake has no virtue. Meaning just to, and this is one of the things that broke the spirit of Israel, which ultimately led to some virtue when we were broken by the endless slavery in Egypt, which that slavery involved us engaging in building structures which would naturally collapse due to the despicable schemes of Paro and his henchmen to have us build structures in areas of Egypt in which the structures would collapse due to unstable earth underneath those structures that were built. So the toil was for nothing. And that's one of the most frustrating aspects of human experience, is to toil for naught. It's like one is in a mental, intellectual, spiritual dribble cage, just spinning the cage one is running on and not being able to stop running, or else one will be thrown violently from that spiritual, intellectual, soulful gerbil cage in the allegory. So too, atzfu, sadness or depression, has no virtue unless it served ultimately as a catalyst from which can be extracted a joy. And of course, simcha starkly contrasts any resemblance of the stinging, heavy intensity, dullness of sadness or depression. However, we wish to lead you back, blessed souls, a couple steps backwards or forwards, depending where your mindset is at this moment, to immerse your minds in joyful matters, namely that you are currently being bestowed life, this very sweet life, and you are slowly but surely emerging from the icy, freezing waters of doubt, worry, or malek, into the good-hearted, joyful approach being offered to you by the Ein Sof, the infinite creator's eternal Torah instructions, if you wish to drink of the eternal Torah instructions, Torah Nitzchi. However, although we actively promote an approach opposite of sadness, atzvus, atzvut, we still should be aware of the virtues of sensing a bitterness, which can be part of the human experience, which can serve as, more proactively, as a potent vessel for motivating us to seek truth, recognize and then shun false doctrines of man, then to do good and avoid wasting our time on evil thoughts, evil speech, or evil actions. That is to consider, with a certain bitterness, that our most precious commodity, who we truly are, and who we truly are, blessed souls, are human souls. And this was testified to us in prophetic statement of Elio Anovi, Elijah the prophet, as it's written in the book of Kings, number 2, second book of Kings, as Hashem before I stood lives. Testifying that all human souls at one point in time stood before the Most High Creator in a manner that was truly living and truly conscious. However, we as living souls, as we all at one point in time in relation to what we would consider to be before life, were then sent on a mission to remember who we stood before, for dwelling in this physical realm. And we are tested to see how much we'll remember in the process of us being sent down as human souls enclosed in human bodies. And while we dwell down here in our human bodies, we sometimes, and for many of us, and we all, if we look at ourselves in the mirror saying, yeah, this has happened to me more than once, we dwell in part in matters of physicality more than is needed to be thought about. Now this generates a complete vessel of consciousness to the exclusion of soul consciousness of the Creator, which actually can cause a great pain to the soul essence of a human being. And the rectification of the creation of this klipa ra'ah, this evil shell of human consciousness that blocks pristine understanding that we are still standing for the Most High, even though a portion of our soul essence is now included in our human bodies, is to be wary enough to catch ourselves and utilize our very human intellect to be on guard against those thoughts which cause great pain in potential to the soul essence. And if we are proactive with our intellects to engage in thoughts of the Most High, to request empowerment, how to strive, step by step, we can in fact come ultimately to testify to a prophetic teaching which is to be found in the book of Samuel, Samuel 2, chapter 14, verse 14, Shmuel Navi Beis, Perik Yud Dalet, Pasik Yud Dalet, let no one be banished from him. And with that being said, blessed souls, I'd like to bring a teaching from Rambam, from his work on the Hilchat Tshuva, the laws of repentance, the laws of returning to him, the Most High, and reads as follows, that we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and alluding, there is a hint, an allusion within the blowing the shofar, which reads as follows, which the Rambam instructed for all generations. Wake up, you sleepy ones, from your sleep, and you who slumber, arise. Inspect your deeds, repent, remember your Creator. Those who forget the truth in the vanities of time and throughout the entire year, devote their energies to vanity and emptiness, which will not benefit or save. Look to your souls, improve your ways and your deeds, and let every one of you abandon his evil path and thoughts. It's a very important point, that Rambam, who is not only a doctor of the flesh, as he was a doctor in his days, he lived over 800 years ago, he gave as advice, we should look to our souls. What is in our souls? In our souls is the power to enlighten our consciousness through our human intellect, and therefore to choose a way through the awareness of our human intellect at any one time to make an improvement in our ways, and then from this establishing or reestablishing a proper way of living life, to take that proper way, newly established proper way of living life based on reconnecting to our human intellects, putting our intellect and our resolutions, decisions to do better, to live a better life, and put it into action, and thereby abandoning evil paths and evil thoughts. Now, Rambam brings out as well, throughout the whole year, a person should look at himself or herself as equally balanced between merit and being held accountable, and the world as being balanced equally between merit and being held accountable. If one does something which is wrong, he tips the balance, or he or she tips his or her balance and that of the entire world to the side of guilt, and brings and can bring harsh consequences upon himself or herself. On the other hand, if one performs a mitzvah, a commandment, whether it be one of the 613 or one of the seven Noahide commandments, he or she tips his or her balance and that of the entire world to the side of merit and brings deliverance and salvation to himself and others. And this is implied by what is written in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 25, a righteous man is the foundation of the earth, which implies, according to Rambam, he who acted righteously tipped the balance of the entire world to merit and saved it. Now, what's very interesting, blessed souls, if a person is involved in negative actions, negative thoughts, negative speech, the destruction one brings upon is upon oneself on a personal level. But if one makes the decision to do that which is good, that which is righteous, the Rambam says one is actually participating in the great unadulterated merit, the schus, of tipping the balance of the entire world to merit and participating in the saving of the world. And this is our prayer and humble blessing for this coming head of the year, Rosh Hashanah, blessed souls, the Hebrew, Israelite, Jewish lunar calendar new year, that all human souls, and all human souls are connected to the Tzelem Elohim, the divine image, that they should come to embrace joyous lifestyles and not misdirect any bitterness within the human consciousness condition into the tumor, the spiritual impurity of atzus, of depression, but rather via the bitterness. The experience of whatever bitterness we experience from now in the coming year should be used as a tool for returning to the prophetic eternal ways of the Torah, whether you are an Israelite or one of the blessed children of Noah. So last but not least, before we conclude with a song by Reb Shlomo Kalbach, all of Shlomo, blessed memory, may it be that we all be participants in a peaceful way, in a pleasant way, in a manner of ahava chad, one love, goyel echad, one destiny kulanu, b'darchi shalom, in a peaceful way, or darchinom, in a pleasant way, kulanu for all of us, lahamshik, to be continued. Ba'ezus Hashem Yisparech, with the help of the Most High, this is a song which was written and performed live by Reb Shlomo Kalbach of blessed memory. Let there be peace live. Let there be a cessation to this seething hatred which is burning up the world right now. Most of it, 99% because of lack of true connection to the Most High, and the other 1% because of jealousy and unnecessary competition. Because blessed souls, when we can get rid of unnecessary jealousy, hatred of one another, and stop competing against each other, and rather compete within ourselves how to improve ourselves as human beings, as part of the human family experience, not only let there be peace, there shall be peace, which we shall live by. Take care, everyone. Kasiva, Ochasima, Tova, Shana Tova, Masuka. May all of you be written and sealed in for the sweetest year ever, in 5,773 years since our common parents, our common ancestors, Adam and Eve, Adam and Chava, walked upon the face of this blessed eternal earth. Take care, everyone.
Let there be peace. Let there be peace. Let there be love. Let there be love. Let there be joy. Let there be joy. Let there be life. Let there be life. Join me. Just one more dawn, just one.